Charlie Puth, left and right. We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha, and it is time for the Fort Knox update, almost. It's like the intro part of it. Maddie O'Brien with your dad joke.
What does a house wear?
What does a house wear?
Does a house wear? A coat of paint?
An address.
An address. Oh,
that's good. Did you make that up by yourself?
I like that.
Maddie's pretty
good.
She could start just coming up with these things, just creating them.
Maybe she should open for a comedian sometime. I bet we could arrange that.
Absolutely, she could.
Yeah. But what you don't know behind the scenes, this starts about 24 hours out. Well, actually, I think I texted her yesterday and like, remember, we got the radio show on Thursday. I need a dad joke. So, and then I get home this morning and I'm getting texts from her as I'm coming back from the gym. What about this one? What about this one? What about this one? So, yeah, it's
so there's a vetting process.
There is a process, you know. There's a couple that we've told in the studio but haven't told on the air that will not get told on the air.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to work through your material.
Yeah.
You know, you got to test it.
Yeah.
Well, and on the way here too, we're rehearsing. So, I do your laugh.
Is it close, Maddie? Like, no. She says no. All right, so what's going on at Fort Knox?
So this weekend is the 21st anniversary of the attack on 9/11. So Fort Knox, in conjunction with the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs, are going to honor those folks who lost their lives as a result of the attacks on 9/11. That begins at 8:15 a.m. this Saturday at the Kentucky Veterans Cemetery Central here in Radcliffe. Again, 21st anniversary. We'll have our Fort Knox fire station out there with their bell, and they'll be ringing that. There'll be a wreath laying, a 21-gun salute, and a playing of taps. And as always, open to the general public, and we invite folks to come out and honor those who lost their lives on 9/11.
All right, and career and education fair coming up. We got Jennifer Quay.
For anyone out there looking for a job or to further your education, we have the event for you. Head out to the Fort Knox Career and Education Fair on Thursday, September 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sabre and Quill. This event is free and is open to the general public. It is being hosted by the Transition Assistance Program and the Army Continuing Education System. Participants will be able to meet with admission representatives from regional and nationwide colleges, universities, and training programs. This is also an opportunity to network with employers from various industries, and we'll have local companies as well as companies from the surrounding states. Attendees should come dressed for success and bring several copies of your resume. If you don't have that resume ready, that's okay. We're still excited to meet you on September 15th. For more information, call 502-624-5622.
Thanks, Jennifer. And the Pooch Plunge coming up.
The Pooch Plunge is here. So Austin talked a little bit about it last week. But we'll be hosting our 12th annual Pooch Plunge Saturday from 10 to 3 at the Fort Knox Water Park. Of course, free and open to the public. If you got a smaller dog, it's all right. We've reserved the first hour for those dogs that are 30 pounds and under. But bring your dogs out. Have a good time. There'll be door prizes and contests, you know, owner dog, look alike, cutest dog, you know, lots of different prizes and things like that. One thing we do need is a proof of your dog's vaccine and a signed waiver. Pre-registration is not required, but we would like that if possible. And it could be, you can do that by calling 502-624-6217. So bring your dog out. Let us help us close down the last week at the water park and let them enjoy, have a good time.
Do they have to have bathing suits?
Well, you know, I guess if you wanted to get a bathing suit for your dog, it's more than possible, or like a little cap, you know, to protect their ears,
some
or
goggles,
maybe some little floaties. You know, I'm sure they're out there.
I'm sure they
are. If we've got insurance for pets, I'm sure we've got floaties and pool gear for dogs.
I'm sure. All right, Colonel Lance O'Brien and Jennifer Quay and Maddie, thanks so much for the Fort Knox update. We are Quick C 98.3.